Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast, 111 Productions, and I must add, iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio. Bringing to you Pop Culture, Season 6, Episode 14. You've been Gilmore'd. Lori and Lorelai go to watch TV after coming home from dinner. Richard and Emily's talking about Christopher. Lorelai, cool. Solaris? Rory, no, not again. Lorelai, I'm telling you, there's a story in there somewhere. Rory, yeah, the story is you calling yourself Mrs. Clooney for 2.5 hours. Solaris is a 2002 science fiction film written and directed by Steven Soderbergh and starring George Clooney and Natasha McElhone.
This movie is not good. I'm going to try it again, but I think I remember trying it and being like, this movie's not good.
Yeah, I don't think it got glowing reviews at the time either. Yeah, I think they, yeah. I mean, did you know that the movie was originally given an R rating by the MPAA, which Motion Picture Association of America, primarily due to a pair of shots of George Clooney's nude rear, well, backside.
And might have worse, to rewatch it. I never even knew that.
Had Amy will be back after
analyzing it.
Had appeared on network television. Soderbergh won the appeal, and the movie was granted a PG-13 rating. What's that say about Clooney's backside? George Clooney was dating Krista Allen in 2002, after meeting and falling in love on the set of Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, the Chuck Barris story. Same scene. Amy, you want to take this one?
Sure. Rory says, hey, Bullets Over Broadway. Bullets Over Broadway is a 1994 dark comedy crime film directed by Woody Allen, starring John Cusack, Diane Wiest, Chaz Palminteri, and Jennifer Tilly. Diane Wiest won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for her performance. This was the second time Allen directed her to an Oscar win. The first was 1986's Hannah and Her Sisters. Did you know Brad Pitt says his favorite actor of all time is Diane Wiest? He considers her the most beautiful woman on the screen. Mm. According to Pitt, Diane Wiest proved that it was possible to be beautiful without being rashly dismissed as a sex symbol by fans and critics. I like that little tidbit. Now, I've never seen Bullets Over Broadway, but I definitely knew it when they made a reference. I was like, well, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, she's very gifted, crafted actress, but she's also extremely vulnerable and sweet.
Yeah, I was thinking she's in
Parenthood, but she does have a real strength about her, you know. Really?
She's trying to think of like movies where I fully know her.
Parenthood.
That's what I said too. Yeah, Parenthood.
Mm-hmm. She was great in Parenthood. Difficult role too. Really difficult role. Yeah,
Edward Scissorhands. I think she was in Edward Scissorhands.
Right. Was she? Was she?
I'm looking it up. I think maybe.
Was she the mother?
I think so.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she's
very She's good. In The Lost Boys. I obviously She's in Footloose. Oh, yeah, she's the mom. She's Lori Singer's mom in Footloose. I forgot about that.
Oh,
and she is in Edward Scissorhands.
Mm.
Yeah, she's cool. I know her. That's right. She really does stand out to me. She's married to John Lithgow in Footloose.
Right.
So Paris says, well, I don't want to be the story at my own newspaper because then I'd be Judith Miller and I'd have to wear my bangs too long and overdo my lipstick. And I don't want that. So Paris is saying she doesn't want to be Judith Miller, is referencing the fact that Miller refused to reveal her sources when a CIA agent was named in a column. She was then brought to a grand jury and therefore became, quote, the story.
In the same scene, Paris is addressing everyone in the newsroom. And at the end of her speech, right as she walks out, she says, good night and good luck. A Good Night and Good Luck is a 2005 historical drama film about American television news directed by George Clooney, with the movie starring David Strathairn, Patricia Clarkson, Jeff Daniels, Robert Downey Jr., and Frank Langella, as well as Clooney himself. Paris referenced this at the end of her speech to the newsroom because the overall theme of the movie is media responsibility, and Good Night and Good Luck was the famous concluding catchphrase of the film that Edward R. Murrow said in real life. Did you know each morning, George Clooney would gather his cast members together and give them copies of the newspapers from that day in 1953? He'd then give them an hour and a half working on old manual typewriters to copy out the stories from the paper. He would then hold an improvised news conference with hidden cameras in which the cast members would then pitch their stories to the editor, just like a real newsroom. George also has family ties to journalism. His dad, Nick Clooney, was a journalist who started out in Cincinnati, then worked at ABC.
Lorelai asked Luke to come to Friday night dinner as he is reluctant. Luke, your parents are not warm people. Lorelai, they were extras in March of Penguins. March of the Penguins is a 2005 nature documentary that depicts the yearly journey of the penguins of Antarctica. Lorelai is being sarcastic, saying her parents were cold by calling them extras in March of the Penguins. Did you know by the time they weren't even featured in March of the Penguins? They were extras. That's really funny. Did you know by the time of the 2006 Academy Awards, this Best Documentary winner had outgrossed all five Best Picture nominees, $77 million versus $75 million for Brokeback Mountain, and I Can't Quit You.
This is how I learned that penguins mate not for life, but they mate for like season. Remember, they like mate, they have a baby and they stay together until the baby kind of like goes on its way. And then then they find a new penguin.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where Astapro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray, and it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Luke and Lorelai go to Emily and Richard's for dinner. They are grilling Luke and Lorelai on insurance. Richard and Emily tell stories of their friends they know who didn't have proper insurance. Richard, John was drinking at a party, met a fellow, switched all of his coverage to that guy, wrote him a huge check on the spot. Then he suffered earthquake damage and there was no record of the insurance transaction. It was a scam. Now he's working at the gift shop in the Grand Ole Opry. The Grand Ole Opry is a weekly live country music radio broadcast from the Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee. It was founded on November 28, 1925. Did you know in the history of musical recordings, only 15 musical artists have ever exceeded 200 million certified record sales? Two of them made their debut at the Grand Ole Opry as teenagers before they were famous. The first was Elvis Presley. He was 19 in 1954. That's when he did it. And the second was Taylor Swift as a 16-year-old in 2006.
Oh, cool.
Jump in, Tara.
All right. So Christopher calls Lorelai to tell her that Rory has moved in with Logan, and Christopher asks if they like Logan or not. Lorelai says, hey, for me, the jury's out on all you guys. You can thank Brad Pitt for that one. Brad Pitt is an actor and film producer. He's the recipient of two Academy Awards and two British Academy Film Awards, two Golden Globe Awards, a Primetime Emmy Award. And as a public figure, Pitt has been cited as one of the most powerful and influential people in the American entertainment industry. And Lorelai is saying the jury is out on all men because Brad Pitt cheated on Jennifer Aniston with Angelina Jolie while filming Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Also, did you know that Brad Pitt's only 5'11"? I did not know that.
He looks a lot taller than that.
He really
does.
He looks like he's 6'3".
I agree.
He's a long torso, long arms. He looks really tall, actually.
Yeah. I would have never guessed. He's currently dating.
Next time we run into him, let's measure him.
My measuring tape.
Excuse me. We happen to work at iHeart Media, and we'd like to measure you.
And the last little bit is he's currently dating Inez de Ramon, who used to be married to Paul Wesley from The Vampire Diaries.
Suzanne, you're on, kid.
In the same scene, Rory calls Lorelai and tells Christopher that Rory's on the other line. Christopher says, when she tells you the news, you have to act surprised, okay? Lorelai says, yes, I promise. It'll be like the time you told me you got Pat Benatar tickets for my birthday, but I already knew because I went through your jeans looking for the closed cigarettes. Pat Benatar is a rock singer and songwriter. Her most popular songs are Hit Me With Your Best Shot, We Belong, and Love is a Battlefield. All are great songs. Mm-hmm. Did you know Pat Benatar won the Grammy 4 years in a row for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance? Wow. After divorcing Dennis Benatar in 1979, Benatar was remarried a few years later in 1982 to her guitarist, Neil Giraldo. The two wrote and recorded In the Heat of the Night in the summer of 1979. This was the first time the world was introduced to their partnership and rock and roll love affair. They are still married and have two daughters.
Wow, that's nice.
And it's so, you know how we always say this about, we were talking about this with John Mellencamp. Mm-hmm. If you said, you're a real tough cookie, you immediately would know. Hit me with your best shot.
Right, exactly.
Is it the next
I think it's
okay. I guess it's my turn. Lorelai on the phone with Rory talking about Christopher's tour. Rory, I gave Dad his tour today. Lorelai, yeah, yay. Rory, it was nice. He saw the campus. We had dinner. Lorelai, oh, that's how very Seventh Heaven of you. Seventh Heaven was a TV series that debuted in 1996. The series follows Reverend Eric Camden, a Protestant minister, and his wife Annie as they deal with the drama of raising seven children, ranging in age from babies to adults with families of their own. This show stars Stephen Collins, Catherine Hicks, Beverly Mitchell, Mackenzie Rossman, David Gallagher, Barry Watson, and Jessica Biel. Did you know Jessica Biel caused a lot of controversy
back in 2000
when she posed topless for the cover of Gear magazine? She was only 17 years old at the time, looking to get out of her contract with Seventh Heaven. Unfortunately, producers of the show were more upset with Gear and brought legal action against them. Jessica later came to regret her decision and stuck with the show until its sixth.
Oh my gosh.
Did you also know that the show is making a weird resurgence, or it was a couple months ago on TikTok, because people are reacting to how ridiculous the show was?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The storylines.
I have seen that, actually. Yeah. I have seen that. The storylines are like crazy.
I did love the show, though.
It was good. In the same scene, Rory finds out Christopher told Lorelai she moved in with Logan. Dad told you, didn't he? Oh, come on. I was doing so well. Please. How did you know? Are you kidding me? How's the view? His play's nice. You didn't call me Hester Prynne once. Hester Prynne is the protagonist of Nathaniel Hawthorne's 1850 novel, The Scarlet Letter. She is portrayed as a woman condemned by her Puritan neighbors. After she has an adulterous affair and conceives a child out of wedlock, Hester finds herself shunned for her sinful crime and forced to wear a prominent scarlet letter A for the rest of her life. The movie Easy A is inspired by The Scarlet Letter. Rory is joking that Lorelai didn't call her Hester Prynne once for doing something scandalous, like moving in with her boyfriend.
Mm. All right, kids. That is going to wrap it up. Thank you, Suzanne, Tara, Amy. Next episode, season 6, episode 15, A Vineyard Valentine.
Yeah,
that's
going to we'll
do it
for
pop culture. Thanks to the best and most amazing and most dedicated fans on the planet. Make sure to get your tickets to the live event January 17th on veeps.events/I-M-all-in for both the live show and the streaming, which begins January 25th for what? 1 week after that or two?
We have to check. I think it's 2 weeks.
It's going to stream for maybe probably 2 weeks.
Somewhere between a week and two weeks.
All right.
10 days.
Just get your tickets. Okay. Love you guys. And we will see you next time, and stay safe, everyone. Forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.